Chapter 2, The Return of the Rogues. Bart's still weird. That's a constant, and even slowly coming to fit against an already strange group like the Rogues somehow doesn't make the kid any less unusual. And then, of course, I had to try the lightning, right? Mark says, gesturing animatedly from the other side of the counter. Bart nods sagely. Lightning's a classic. Exactly, Mark snaps his fingers. So I got Flash and the kid dodging the hail, and then boom, entire place lights up like fireworks. Did it work? Mick snorts, lighting a match off his cast and watching it burn down. For all of 10 seconds before Flash redirected it and Mark's wand got turned into electrified chunk. Mark glares. You didn't have to mention that part. 10 seconds is a while when it comes to the Flash, though, Bart offers, and Mark grins at him, winking. See, the kid understands. Not a kid. Accept it, Axel advises, coming around to sling an arm around Bart's shoulders. These assholes still call me a kid, and I'm 23. We don't call you a kid for age, Axel. We do it because of your maturity, Hartley draws, not looking up from the wiring of his pipe. Axel pouts, making to argue, but Bart's already distracted, looking at the machinery in front of Hartley. What are you working on? Hartley shoots him a wink. Something a little more advanced than high school robotics, kid. Bart grins back. Try me. Ignore Hartley, Lisa says, breezing in with Sam following behind her with takeout stacked in his arm almost higher than his head. He always gets in a condescending mood when he's working on a new invention. She smiles. Now, if you want something really interesting, have Len tell you about our plan to- Wait, no! Bart clamps his hand over his ears, shaking his head adamantly. If it has to do with impulse, don't tell me. I want to be surprised. Sam tilts his head, setting the takeout on the counter. You want to be surprised with our robberies. Bart smiles, snaking a hand between them to reach for a container of nachos. Just trust me, okay? Anything about impulse or your robberies, I don't want to hear about it until it makes the news. It'll be more fun that way. Lisa ruffles his hair. Cute. The rest of the rogues crowd around the food, grabbing at the boxes like they were raised in a warehouse rather than just living in one. Len stays out of it, leaning against the wall and watching them instead. You're not going to eat? Len jerks, surprised to see Bart suddenly beside him with a plate of food almost as big as his face. Something new that Len's learned. Bart's sneaky and quick when it comes to food. I'm waiting until it gets more civilized, Len returns dryly. Aw, Bart says between bites, that's no fun. Len rolls his eyes, looking back to his team, only to find a slight pressure around his wrist, there for 1 second and then gone. He turns back to Bart. Did you just hug me? What? Bart widens his eyes, the picture innocent. Of course not. I didn't move. Len narrows his eyes. Bart just smiles. Must have imagined it, Len. Probably food deprivation. You know, you really should eat more. Growing supervillains need at least 3 meals a day, preferably with proportions... Bart. Hmm? Len shakes his head. Never mind, kid. Len checks his watch. Minus Mick, the rogues are all in position around Central City's premier annual art gala. It's the perfect target, funded by the most elite names in the city, who even had the gall to claim that their newest security measures were so advanced only an idiot would try to steal them. Ah, well, Hartley's been complaining for ages that the home base needed more decor. Hard to do better than a few Rembrandts. Len taps his fingers to the beat of the seconds. Granted, the paintings are only the secondary target. The real target, Len's hoping, shows up roughly 1 minute and 12 seconds after the alarm's triggered. Everyone in position, Len asks under his breath. Wires to the security system cut and rerouted, Hartley reports smugly over the comm. Almost got enough condensation buildup for the distraction, Mark says. Axel says the explosives are a go, too. And Sammy and I are already on the roof, Lisa adds. Hope this goes well, since someone decided to give away half of our savings. Was only holding us back, Lise, Len said with a smile. Besides, imagine the look on our next hearing when they can't reclaim assets anonymously donated to charity. You're a strange one, Snart, Mark mutters. Time to get this show on the road. Len exhales in one slow breath, just taking it in. Go. All at once, the security system starts blaring. A spontaneous rainstorm starts up in the middle of the dance floor, and an army of tiny toy explosives start flooding around the guests, letting off intermittent explosions. It's chaos. Perfect, well-choreographed chaos. Len ices the nearest two guards before they can even think of responding. Hartley, the lights. The lights go out, only adding to the panic, and somewhere in the background, Len can hear Sam and Lisa drop down from the roof and start unscrewing the paintings from the wall. 30 seconds. It shouldn't take Lisa more than 15 seconds to lose each painting, plus an additional 15 seconds for Sam to open up another mirror portal. That means two paintings should already be good and secured before... Now, Len orders. The lights come back on just in time for a streak of lightning to barrel at the museum. Impulse. Lens full out grinning now. Time for phase two. The tiny toy explosives all start exploding at once, mostly harmless but still causing the crowds to scream and rear back even as the storm above them starts to thunder and pour harder. Impulse slows, threading in and out of the panicked guests as he tries to gather the rest of the toys. 5 seconds and the toys have disappeared, Axel laughing wildly on the ground as he's tied up with his own yo-yo string. The streak of lightning goes after Mark next, and he just has time to throw Len one last week before the weather manipulator is tied on the ground next to Axel. Time for the endgame. Len ices the floor at the same time the clouds let out one final roar, pouring the last deluge of water under the freshly made ice. Impulse slips, skidding uncontrolled across the floor, still so fast that lightning cocoons around him. Lisa hits him from the side, gliding across the ice with a sharp smile and perfectly managed movements. Impulse takes the impact, the hit throwing him off course and slowing him down until the blur of lightning is hurtling Len's direction. Almost. Impulse is getting up, lightning again going faster and faster around him, and Len still has no idea what he looks like other than a massive ball of lightning. That won't do. There's a high-pitched whistle, sending the crowd to their knees just as the windows explode into tiny, harmless chips of glass. Len catches the small form of Hartley, still working in his position on the roof. Impulse slows, the lightning dying down, and... almost? The face is still blurred, the body still managing to vibrate fast enough, but Len can see it now, a human shape, no features yet distinguishable, but undeniably human. It's the best sight anyone's ever gotten of Impulse in the past few months. Len's still smirking in victory, even as Impulse recovers, and within 10 seconds, Len finds himself on the ground with Hartley and Lisa on either side of him, and Axel and Mark across from him. Lisa turns to him. We did it? Len nods, bringing his cuffed hands to tap his snow goggles, where undeniably a recorded picture of a blurred face now resides. Around them, the last streaks of lightning are gone. The gala attendants are now cautiously glancing around, even as the ring of police sirens echo against the museum walls. Hartley shifts, turning to Lisa. How many did you manage to get? Just 2, Lisa tisks. And I was almost done with the third one, I swear. Just 5 more seconds. Mark hums. 2's not bad. Who cares about some stupid paintings? Axel rolls his eyes. That was fun! A slow clap sounds around them just as the uniformed officer walks toward them. Well, what do you know? The rogues back at it again. Luckily, our Impulse knows how to handle washed-up old criminals like you. Aw, Hank, the other officer frowns, looking at them. Isn't there supposed to be a couple more of them? Len smirks as the mirrored surface of the ice ripples underneath them. Len stares at the pictures with a smug kind of satisfaction. It's still mostly a blur, features largely indistinguishable. Len thinks he can make out brown hair and a flash of yellow that might be a pair of goggles. He thinks the man might be a hair shorter than average, but even that's hard to tell at the angle and with the outlines blurred. But still, it's progress. It's proof that the rogues can still trick a speedster into being exactly where they need him to be. Len loves when a game starts heating up. In the living area of their main hideout, Hartley bites his lip, looking between the two pictures. I can't decide. What do you guys think? Keep the etching or the one from the lead-in period? The second one, Mick says, still propped up on the couch with his leg freshly out of the cast. The painting from the whatever period. I like the colors. Makes me wonder what they look like with fire. Hartley moves in front of the painting protectively. Okay, keep the etching it is. Where are we sending the other one? Keystone Children's Home, Len says absently. They're holding a local auction to raise funds. Figure they won't mind one minor addition. Mark laughs. Lisa's right, Len. You've gone all soft. Len raises an eyebrow. Care to say that again? Don't eviscerate Mark, Lenny, Lisa says, cheerfully stepping in between them. There's a fast-paced tap on the warehouse's main door. If that's the cops, I'm gonna be very disappointed, Hartley says. As if Central Cops would ever be that fast, Mark snorts. News just reported the heist a few minutes ago. Len opens the door, not the least bit surprised at who's behind it. That was so crash, Bart says, bouncing on the balls of his feet, with the rain and all the toys exploding and then the ice and... Ah, I can't believe you planned all that! It was awesome! Sam tilts his head. How'd you find out about all that so quick? News. Bart's eyes flicker around the warehouse. Oh, hey, are those the paintings? Cool. He sees original Rembrandts and all I get is cool, Hartley sighs. Well, you better look closely, kid, before Len gives away half of them to charity. Charity, huh? Bart smirks up at Len. Len refuses to rise to the bait, holding up the photo. Not like it matters. The real prize is this. Bart laughs. All that for a picture? A picture of Impulse, cutie, Lisa says, pulling Bart into a half-hug. That's step one in Len's master plan to find out who the new speedster is. Why don't you just ask him? There's a chorus of chuckles from the rest of the rogues, all of which Bart ignores with his usual smile. Len rolls his eyes. Kid, nothing is ever that easy, especially when it comes to speedsters. Even before his life revolved around superspeed and second-by-millisecond plans, Leonard Snart had always known that everything comes down to time. But time is a tricky, contradictory thing. Given enough of it, it reveals two opposite phenomena, change and pattern. 7 months since the first impulse sighting, 5 months since the rogues first returned to Central City, 2 months since he introduced Bart to the rogues, changes and new patterns. Len doesn't go to the museum anymore. There's no need. Half of the time, Bart's at the rogue warehouse anyways. Every day, either for minutes or for hours before he disappears off to the life that Len still knows nothing about except for a few maddening details. Not that Len doesn't have a few plans. But as always, the thing about Bart is that he always makes it easy to forget that there's something wrong. Frustratingly weird kid that he is, with bright smiles and a short attention span. Bart fits against the grooves of the rogues like the missing gear that pushes the clock pieces into motion, slipping in seamlessly until they forget there was ever a time he should have been out of place. The rest of the time, the rogues spend chasing Impulse across the city. After the gala, Len has traded in subtly for an all-out chase, and despite even Len's pessimism, it looks like the new speedster is rising to the challenge. We haven't gotten a better picture, not since the gala. If Len liked to bet, and he does, he would bet Impulse knows what they're after now, and is somehow focusing even more energy on keeping his face blurred. It's fine. Like the rogues have ever needed anything more than a good robbery and a better chase, the bonus of finding out what the new guy looks like just adds an edge. They haven't been able to pull off a big score again, not like the Rembrandts, but Len can feel it deep in his bones. The electricity, the rush, the return of the Central City rogues. And fuck, did Len miss it. A hand waves in front of his face, and Len looks up to find Bart. The kid cocks his head. Hey, did you get Axel to tail me? Did it work? Bart smirks. No. Then I guess I didn't, Len answers, and Bart laughs. Mark gives Axel a heavily judgmental look. You couldn't tail a 14-year-old? Seriously? He freaking disappeared, Axel huffs. I told you guys you should have gotten Sam to do it. The trickster's all about flash and bang, not quiet and stealth. You've gotta stop referring to yourself in third person, Hartley tisks. It's pretentious. Oh, please, coming from you. And, Sam interrupts, 5 mirrors laid out in front of him, I'm already busy tracking the Berettis. The Berettis? Bart asks. Didn't Impulse turn them into the CCPD? How do you know that? Sam asks. Bart shrugs. I hear things. Why are you bothering tracking them? Because they're a bunch of assholes that shot Mick, Mark answered. And their snake of a lawyer is finally getting them off house arrest next week. But I thought you were focusing on Impulse. We can multitask, Hartley drawls. Well, you know, some of us can. Hey, Axel shouts. I didn't say you. I know who you meant, you jerk. Bart frowns at Len. Isn't it dangerous, though? I mean, they shot Mick. Mick snorts before Len can answer. Don't worry about us, kid. Taking down rival gangs used to be what the rogues did best. Bart's still frowning. Mick's right, Len tells him, finally allowing himself to smirk. And besides, the rogues have owed the Birdie some payback for far too long. Impulse can wait. The Berettis' offshore accounts are hacked from somewhere in Gotham, and the files are sent anonymously to the CCPD. The entire family is again buried in legal red tape for months. You've got to be kidding me, Len growls at the paper, glaring at it much like he's been doing for the previous day. You've got to be fucking kidding me. Bart smiles next to him. Guess someone beat you to the punch. You've got to be kidding me. The kid pats his back comfortingly. At least you still have Impulse. Kid's right, Len, Lisa calls from the living area. Sit down the paper and come tell us what the next plan is. Bart hops off the kitchen counter. If you're talking about your next robbery, I'm leaving. Mark pulls the kid into a light headlock, messing up Bart's hair. You don't know what you're missing, kid. Hearing the plan's the best part. Well, third best after the actual crime and counting up the score. That's why I'm waiting, Bart hits Mark's arm until he lets him go. I told you, it's more fun to see it in person. Or, you know, on the news. That way I can see it once it's together. Sitting on the couch, Axel frowns, an oddly contemplative look on his face. Hey, Bart, I've got a question. Yeah? What do you know about Impulse? Bart stops. What? Why would Bart know anything about Impulse? Sam asks skeptically before turning to Bart. You don't? Do you, kid? Bart frowns. Well, I meant, what's the word on the street? Axel clarifies. Kids talk. Kids see things. Come on, new speedster shows up out of nowhere? I know there has to be some rumors where he came from. The entire room pauses, thinking about the words. That's actually a really good thought, Hartley says, sounding surprised. Axel grins, sticking out his tongue. Shut up, I am smart. Yeah, Mark says, but usually you use those smarts for blowing things up. That's the most fun. Len glares until they quiet down before turning to Bart. Well, kid, what do you think? Heard anything useful? Bart stares at him, a slow smile spreading across his face. Why, Len, are you guys asking me for intel on defeating superheroes? That practically makes me an accessory, you know. Len rolls his eyes. You're not an accessory. Technically, I think he became an accessory by not turning us in when he saw the paintings, Hartley comments. You're not an accessory, Len repeats firmly. No, I really, really want to say I'm an accessory to catching Impulse, Bart says, now grinning widely. If not, then no deal. Weird, weird kid. Fine, you're officially an accessory, he says dismissively. Crash! Just tell us what you know, Len says. Bart nods, face going abruptly serious. Okay, I heard that Impulse is the second Flash's grandson, and that he's actually from an alternate apocalypse timeline, but that he time-traveled back to save the world from an alien invasion. The rogues all stare at him. Seriously? Mark asks. Yep, Bart says, popping the pee. Oh my gosh, Axel says, eyes shining. That's so awesome! People really will believe anything, won't they? Len says, shaking his head. He turns back to the rogues. Okay, back to work. Berettis can wait. Let's find out who this Impulse really is without relying on fairy tales. Bart laughs so hard, Sam has to make sure he's still breathing. Like usual with Bart, Len finds out the important things in hints, riddles, and exceptionally mundane ways. That said, Len can't help but think he should have noticed this one far quicker than he actually did. It starts with Hartley. Or, more accurately, it starts with one of Hartley's sonic pulses backfiring disastrously and almost taking out an apartment building filled with civilians before Impulse zipped into the building, saved the civilians, and rebuilt it all within 20 minutes. Still, the potential for mass civilian casualties always has a funny way of messing with people's heads, the rogues not excluded. Hartley reacts to his failures like he always does. Obsessive, borderline on maniac fixation with each and every one of his devices. It does not make for great company. So, what do you know, Axel says, a perky smile on his face. It looks like even a musical engineering prodigy with his oh-so-great brilliance can make a mistake every now and again. If looks could kill, Axel would have died years before Hartley glared up at him. Showing his uncanny knack of avoiding self-preservation, Axel continues. It's almost like we shouldn't be so hard on others even if they, I don't know, say, mildly blowing up the kitchen just one time. Axel, Mick interrupts, steering the trickster away from Hartley's work desk. Stop while you're ahead before Hartley blows out your eardrums. Bart, showing his own knack for avoiding self-preservation, chooses this moment to walk up and look at Hartley's work. Hartley looks up, biting comment already halfway to his lips. Hartley, Lisa and Len warn at the same time. Your equation's wrong, Bart says. Len swears the entire room stops to stare. Bart, Hartley says, tightly controlled politeness coloring his voice. I highly suggest you go back to annoying Len and leave me to my work. Your equation's wrong, Bart says again more firmly, grabbing the paper before Len can stop him. Look, you're looking at the wrong thing. Your equations are all about strengthening the precision of the control gear when it should be taking in the continuing pressure. Hartley stares at him. What? Bart shakes his head, grabbing a pen and writing something in the margins. You're accounting for the initial reaction of starting the blast, but you aren't taking in the additional sonic force exerted after. It snapped the control mechanism, that's why you couldn't aim it. Hartley's now looking between the paper and Bart with a sense of bewilderment on his face. Hartley, what's he talking about? Mark asks. Hartley ignores the question, grabbing at one of his sonic devices and breaking it apart until he's holding a small metal bit, worn down and brittle. He's right. Hartley stares at it for another second before looking up at Bart. You were actually right. Bart huffs, smiling slightly. Told you. Hartley shakes his head, frowning in thought. Then it's impossible. I can't make a strong enough metal that would contain the force while still giving the same amount of damage and control. Sure you can, Bart says. Just design it with enough circular momentum that the reaction is directed back outward rather than on the device's own mechanics. Be your watch. The kid leans over the paper, writing something with far more symbols than Len knows what to do with. But Hartley's looking at it with the same bright gleam in his eyes that he only gets when Len suggests they rob concert halls. kid, Hartley says when Bart finally finishes. You just became my new favorite. Not a kid, Bart says, but he's blushing slightly. Hartley looks down at the paper, frowning suddenly before he turns back to Len. I thought you said the kid didn't go to school. I don't, Bart says cheerfully. It was boring. This is fun. This is advanced physics, Hartley says dryly. Where did you even learn this? Both Len and Hartley stare at Bart, who shrugs. I told you, the kid said. I'm pretty good at teaching myself. Hartley swears, and Len vividly understands the feeling. So, Bart's a genius. Sure, of course, makes sense with everything else crazy in the kid's life. Len stares up at the other figure on the roof. What are you doing up here, Bart? I'm hiding, the kid admits. Why? Bart shrugs. I don't know. You ever have one of those days where you want to be by yourself, but, you don't really want to be alone? I guess it's like that. Len sits down next to him. I hate to break it to you, kid, but alone time is a bit of a foreign concept with the Rogues. Not if you don't tell them I'm up here, Bart shrugs, raising his eyebrows in question. Len rolls his eyes. Fine, kid, your secret's safe with me. See, that's why you're my favorite, Bart grimaces. Don't tell Lisa or Axel, though. You seem to forget that if I told my sister, I'd be the one dealing with it, too. Bart gives a small laugh, quiet somehow in the fading sun of the day. I guess you're right, he lowers his voice. I really like them, though. All of you guys. I know why Wally used to tell stories about you now. Wally, your cousin, Len asks, as always filing the name in the back of his head. Yeah, the best. Len waits, trying to gauge Bart's moods before he asks. How'd he die? There's a long pause. It really doesn't matter anymore, Bart replies in a tone that says it's all he's going to say. Len lets them sit in silence, waiting until Bart gets ready to break it. Hey, Bart says, tone shifting into a faux kind of casualness as he changes the subject. Did you know today is the anniversary of the first time Kid Flash was ever sighted? I saw it on the news. Len snorts. And here all the others think you're some kind of Rogues fan. It's really all about the Flash with you, isn't it, Bart? I can be a fan of both, Bart says. Yeah, but I didn't meet you in the Rogues exhibit now, did I? Bart gives him a soft kind of smile, not even bothering to argue. Hey, Len, he asks quietly. Mind if I ask you a question? When have you ever asked permission before? Bart looks over the city, squinting in the light of the sunset. I guess I just wondered what you thought about Kid Heroes. I mean, you fought Kid Flash back before the invasion. You have to have an opinion, right? Been listening to Jay Garrick and the JSA lately? Len asks skeptically. Bart grimaces. Yeah, I guess listening to Jay is kind of hard for me to avoid. Living in Central and everything, I mean. Len heaves out a sigh. Kid, you want the truth? There isn't a single adult alive that likes the idea of Kid Heroes. That's just the way it is. First time I saw a kid dressed in mustard yellow and following after the Flash's coattails like a little lost puppy, I thought the Flash had finally lost it. Bart looks down. So, you agree with Jay? About the Titans? Did I say that? Len shakes his head. No, kid. I'm not stupid enough to go against the only team holding the world together. Garrick's not wrong about the basic idea, Bart, but he's wrong about the follow-through. Kids... He looks at Bart, and that stupid weight is back in his chest. You can't keep them safe. You can't keep anyone safe, not really. We don't have that kind of control. And with superheroes... He pauses. If I had super speed when I was a teenager, there wouldn't be a force alive that could keep me from using it. That's what it all comes down to in the end. Not whether we should stop them. That's obvious. We can't. All we can do after that is try to figure out how to help them. When he looks up, Bart's staring at him. What, kid? The kid hugs him. Len freezes, going totally still for a moment before finally, awkwardly, he pats the kid's back. See, Len says quietly, now this is definitely a hug. No, it's not, Bart lies, face still buried in his shoulder. It's a wrestling move. I'm winning. Len smiles. If you think this is wrestling, we're getting Mick to show you self-defense. Everything has its breaking point. Boo! Axel says, throwing popcorn at the television screen as if they're watching a sports game rather than the news. I hope Impulse kicks that ape's fat hairy ass. Across the screen, the headline Gorilla Grodd Attacks Downtown scrolls along the bottom. Mark bumps his shoulder into Axel. Still mad about the last time, huh? He nearly tore off my arm! Axel shouts, waving said arm in the air. Yeah, I'm still mad! Lisa hums thoughtfully. The fight's taking a while this time. Think we should be out there? With Grodd, there's a good chance he slows Impulse down enough that we get an ID. Too risky, Lynn says. We're rogues. We don't mess with telepathic superpowered gorillas unless they bother us first. Hartley shakes his head. Telepathic gorillas. Honestly, what even is this city? Better than Gotham, Sam says widely. The alert button flashes on the screen and the headline changes to Gorilla Grodd defeated after prolonged battle. Good, Mick says shortly. Fucking hate Grodd. There's a knock on the door. The rogue still. Is it Bart? Axel asks, eyes still glued to the door. Mark snorts. When's the last time the kid bothered to knock? Sam, get a mirror ready, Len orders, approaching the door with a cold gun already in his hand. He opens the door carefully, making sure who's behind it doesn't get the benefit of surprise. Hey. The kid slumped in the entranceway with pupils blown out and unsteady. He's breathing heavily, a slight sheen of sweat sticking the hair to the parts of his face that aren't covered by shadow. His clothes are a mess, rumpled and wrinkled like they were thrown on last minute, and his arms wrap around his stomach, almost like he's holding something in. In short, Bart looks like shit. So about that favor, Bart says, a plastic grin plastered on his face. You think I could stay here for the night? Len lowers the gun. Get in here, kid. There's a flash of something starkly relieved behind the kid's eyes, and Bart stumbles more than walks over the entranceway, catching Len's shoulder briefly to steady himself before stumbling away from Len almost as quick. Lisa's the first one that sees him, eyes widening. Oh my gosh, Bart! What's wrong, kid? Mick asks. You look sick. I'm fine, Bart says quickly. You look terrible, Hartley says. Thanks. Axel steps forward, grabbing onto Bart's arm, and the kid jumps back, something weird happening with his face. Like a missing frame in a movie, and then Len sees Bart still smiling. Sorry, Bart reassures, huddling down on the couch. I'm fine, just surprise me. Hard to focus. He's slurring the last few words, blinking slower. Need a second. I'll be fine. Kid, Mark crouches down in front of him. You need a doctor? No doctor, Bart says firmly, eyes flying back open briefly before he stalls. Just sick, like you said. It's fine, he grimaces. It's just my head. Can't focus. Hartley exchanges a look with Len before crouching down next to Mark, grabbing Bart's chin. Bart, open your eyes for a second, Hartley orders. I'm making sure you don't have a concussion. Bart obliges, still muttering under his breath. Not a concussion now. Just a headache. Need a second. Hartley ignores him, pulling a flashlight from somewhere in his pockets and shining it in Bart's eyes. No concussion, Hartley reports. Looks like he's just sick. Told you, Bart says tiredly, blinking up at the rest of them. Can I stay here for the night? Of course, honey, Lisa says immediately, a worried expression sitting strangely on her face. Stay as long as you'd like. I'll go grab an extra blanket. Bart gives her a small smile and then all but slumps over on the couch, eyes falling shut and breathing, evening out. The rogues stand above the sleeping kid, mentally debating who's going to say it first. Len, Mick says bluntly, if the kid's sick enough to pass out, he needs a doctor. Kid said he didn't want one, Mark crosses his arms. Lots of reasons not to want to go to the hospital when you're a kid like Bart. I think he'll be fine for the night, Hartley comments quietly, still looking down at Bart. He doesn't have a concussion, and it didn't feel like he has too much of a fever, so we should be able to wait for the morning. He looks bad, though, Axel winces. Like, really bad. Sam runs a hand through his hair. Would help if we knew anything about the kid's medical history. Maybe migraines like this are normal for him? Lisa stretches out their spare afghan over him, looking at Len. So what's our move here? Leave him passed out on the couch because we don't know what else to do? Len hesitates. The ring of a cell phone cuts through the stillness, causing half of them to jump. Bart shifts in his sleep, face twisting slightly, and that's when Len realizes where it's coming from. Before he can think about it, he fishes the cell phone out of Bart's jacket and looks down at the screen. The name Jaime flashes across the screen. Who is it? Lisa asks, leaning over to look. Information, Len answers coolly. He weighs the options in his head, the kid's privacy over possible health. It doesn't take long to decide. He accepts the call, holding up the phone to his ear. There's a brief moment of silence. Bart? The voice on the other end sounds young and confused for all of a second before relief bleeds through. Hey, you answered. Good. I thought you'd never... Never mind. Listen, can we talk? I really want... This isn't Bart Allen. Len cuts him off. There's a pause. Then who is this? The voice, Jaime, presumably, asks, tone suddenly suspicious. And why do you have Bart's phone? A friend of his, Len answers before cutting into the chase. What do you know about Bart's medical history? Why? Where's Bart? Len sighs. He's sick. Listen, Bart doesn't get sick, Jaime interrupts firmly. No room for questions. Len scowls, annoyed. Well, kid, he looks like shit and passed out on the couch complaining about a headache, so if he's not sick, I'm not sure what he is. There's the sound of typing on the other end and then a muffled shit. Where are you? Jaime asks. Urgent and rushed like he's already walking somewhere. I'll come and get him. No, Len says bluntly, because like fuck is Len letting Bart be taken off by some stranger the kid's been avoiding for months? Kid asks to stay, so we're staying here. Do you know anything about his medical history or not? There's another long pause. Yeah, I do. Great. Len gives a sharp smile even though he knows the Jaime kid can't see it. Tell us what we should know and we'll help him. No need for you to get involved. Got it? Let me see him. Len rolls his eyes. Not going to happen. We're keeping him safe. Look, Jaime cuts through. I don't know you, but I know Bart. And Bart doesn't get sick, so whatever's wrong with him is something else, and I need to see him to know how bad it is. Bart doesn't do doctors, which means if it's something bad, he needs help fast. Please, tell me where he is so I don't have to go looking for myself. Len doesn't answer, debating through his choices. There's a pause on the other end. I know you don't know me either, but I promise you, I promise, I only want to make sure Bart's okay. That's it. I just need you to trust me. Len looks to his sister and then to the rest of his team huddled around. Lisa shrugs. Len, we need to find out what's wrong with Bart. Fine, Len sighs. Okay, kid, I'll text you the address. Thank you, the voice says, and the relief Len can hear is at least reassuring. I'll be there soon. Len hangs up the phone. Well, that was a dumb idea, Mick mutters. Giving every random kid our address now. Lisa huffs. He said there's something wrong with Bart. What did you want us to do? Mick frowns, but doesn't offer any arguments, which, with the rogues, is basically the same as tacit agreement. What did he mean Bart doesn't get sick? Axel asks, looking between Len and Hartley. Exaggeration, Hartley waves a hand at the couch where Bart's still asleep. He's got a migraine and a mild fever. He's sick. End of story. Nothing to worry about. Sam shrugs. Unless it's... well, you know. What? Hartley presses. Come on. Blown out eyes, sweating, headaches? Sam says like it's obvious. Kid might have gotten a bad dose of drugs. There's a long pause. No way does Bart do drugs, Mark says flatly. I mean, maybe. Have you met the kid? Mark interrupts. Kid's weird, but he's not high. I bet. A hard knock on the door cuts off the conversation. Shit, did the kid teleport here? Mick asks. Len ignores them, inching the door open with a cold gun just out of view. A Hispanic teen, maybe a few years older than Bart, stands in the doorway, breathing quick like he just finished running. He looks soft, kind in that distinct way that makes it like he spends his free time helping old ladies across the street and saving kittens. He's not exactly what Len was expecting from the friend Bart apparently tried to kill. So, you're Jaime, Len asks skeptically. The teen nods. Where's Bart? Inside. Jaime nods, moving to come inside, but Len blocks him. The teen blinks up in confusion, and Len holds up the cold gun, lighting it up enough to give a warning. I think we should have a little talk first, Len says flatly. On what things we will and will not be keeping a secret. Oh, crap. Oh, fuck, Jaime says, staring up at the cold gun, and Len holds back a smirk. He's always found there's something incredibly telling about how a person reacts the first time they think they're in danger. And then, surprisingly, Jaime's eyes harden, the softness in his face firming to glare up at Len as his hands clench into fists at his side. What did you do with Bart? Jaime demands, the gentle air from before vanishing beneath what looks like anger. Len frowns. Nothing, kid. Bullshit, I know who you are. I've read your file, Jaime grounds out. You're Captain Cold, and if you did anything to Bart, I'll... Cool down, kid, Len orders, lowering the gun more out of perplexity than anything. We wouldn't hurt Bart. Bart's a friend, and as much as I admire the pluck, I think a street kid picking a fight with the rogues is a touch out of your level. A what? Jaime frowns suddenly, the fire dying down to be replaced with confusion. Len smirks, finding his balance again. There you go, kid, little tip. Keep that spirit for someone you can actually beat. Save threatening supervillains for the metas and the titans. Normal kids like you are out of your league. Jaime blinks. Wait. What? Bart's a friend, Len says. A good friend. Which is the only reason we're giving you this address. You try to tell the CCPD about it, or you try to hurt Bart, you're about to get a lot better acquainted with this cold gun. Do you understand me, kid? The teen openly stares at him now, mouth hanging open. You don't know, do you? Know what, kid? Jaime's mouth falls shut with an audible click. Let me see Bart. Len narrows his eyes. Need to know you understand me first. What? Yeah, I definitely won't hurt Bart, or Jaime waves a hand, still looking more stunned than anything. Tell anybody about whatever this place is. I get it. Just let me see Bart. I need to know he's okay. Len steps back, opening the door just enough to get by. Thank you, Jaime says sincerely, slipping through the door and into the warehouse. He stumbles, pausing briefly as he takes in the rest of the rogues, all watching him with varying degrees of reluctance, before finally his eyes land on Bart. Crap, he kneels next to the couch. You guys have a medical kit? Lisa nods, breaking from the group to head toward the bathroom. He's sick, kid, Hartley insists, even as the rogues all fall further back to give him more space in front of Bart. Jaime shakes his head, muttering more to himself than them. Bart doesn't get sick. Is it drugs? Sam interjects, only to be glared at by Mark. No, Bart doesn't do drugs, Jaime sighed, fingers going to Bart's pulse point as he reaches to grab the medical kit from Lisa. He's not sick, he's injured. Injured? Axel shakes his head. Not if Bart were hurt, he would have told us. Jaime snorts. Not about this. He never does. Bart shifts suddenly, face scrunching up in a wince, before he blinks open his eyes and slowly focuses on the teen in front of him. Jaime? Bart frowns, looking lost. You're not supposed to be here. Jaime gives him a small smile. Yeah, well, you're not supposed to give me a heart attack by heading out with the rogues. They're good, Bart says tiredly, blinking slowly like he's still trying to focus. He looks up at the rogues waiting at the edges and he smiles distractedly like he sees them without really knowing they're there. I'm safe. Okay, Bart, Jaime takes a deep breath. How much are you aware right now? I don't know. Mostly, he winces. My head hurts. Jaime nods. Where else are you hurt? I'm fine. Bart, you passed out on a couch and I saw the news before I came here. You're not fine, Jaime says bluntly. Tell me where you're hurt. I'm fine, Bart insists, sounding like he's struggling to stay awake. Then you won't mind letting me check to make sure. Bart's lips quirk up in a small grin. Didn't remember you getting a medical license when I wasn't looking. Jaime rolls his eyes. Jade's been giving me lessons, which you'd already know if you weren't avoiding me. Bart frowns. I didn't think you wanted to talk. Liar, Jaime accuses gently, the hand still checking Bart's pulse, taking the sting out of his accusation. You've ignored too many of my calls to believe I'm the one who didn't want to talk. Jaime's eyes flicker up to the rogues. Anyway, now's probably not the best time to... I don't think you should want to talk to me, Bart corrects, eyes falling back closed as he leans back on the couch. Lisa frowns, turning to her older brother to whisper under her breath. Lenny, what's he talking about? Not now, Len says, eyes scanning Bart for injury and trying to see what he's missing, what he failed to catch. Bart, Jaime pauses. Bart, do you trust me? It was never about that, Bart mumbles, half asleep. Then I need you to tell me where you're hurt. Bart's eyes open. That's a really dirty move, the kid says, sounding so put out that for a second Len almost smiles. Jaime does smile. I'm not leaving until I know, and something says these guys aren't going to be all right until they find out either. I'm okay, Bart huffs, pausing for a long second. It's just my ribs and my back. It'll be fine. They'll heal on their own all right. For the second time that night, the room stops at the confirmation, and Len can feel more than see his team tensing, drawing closer to the couch. Let me check it out, Jaime says, already reaching the medical kit. Bart twitches, and for a brief second, his eyes clear enough to focus fully on Jaime. It looks worse than it is, Bart warns. You don't need to... Bart, Jaime interrupts. Please let me help. Bart sighs, wincing slightly as he shrugs off his jacket and reaches to pull off his shirt. Fuck! Axel shouts before the rest have even fully processed. Bart's chest and sides are a motley mix of black and deep purple, almost bleeding into red with shallow scrapes along his arms and sides. Len swallows. The kid looks like he just got hit by a bus. Shit! Len leans down beside Jaime, meeting Bart's eyes. Shit, kid! How did you even make it here? Bart frowns, blinking at Len like he forgot he was there, which Len's not even sure how the kid's still conscious. I've had worse. Jaime sighs, looking at the bruises like they're about what he expected, which now Len definitely has questions about. He reaches in the medical kit. I'm wrapping your ribs and bandaging the cuts, okay? He goes quiet for a second. You really should have gone to see Jade. Later, Bart says quietly. It's really not that bad. Nothing's broken. Tell that to Jade, Jaime says quietly, leaning forward to examine the bruises closer. Len sits back, giving the kid room. Bart's eyes are closing again, apparently unconcerned as Jaime very gently touches the worst of the bruises, checking for broken ribs. Why didn't you ask for help? Jaime says softly, quiet enough that Len has to strain slightly to hear it. I would have... It's my responsibility, Bart yawns, leaning forward until his head's resting briefly on Jaime's shoulder as the teen reaches for the antiseptic to start bandaging the scrapes. Central's home. You could have gone home to... You know why I didn't. Bart's frown deepens, even as his eyes stay closed. It doesn't matter. Either way, he's going to find out. I just didn't want to deal with it tonight. Jaime grimaces, finishing the last of the cuts and reaching for the tape. He looks up to Len. Can you help me lean him forward for a second so I can wrap his ribs? Len nods, moving up to grab the kid's shoulders, staying careful to find the small places that aren't bruised. My head's still foggy, Bart comments suddenly. I didn't think it would hurt for this long. Jaime shrugs, making sure the tape's wrapped tight. Yeah, well, adrenaline crash will get everyone. Plus, from the looks of it, your body's still in shock trying to heal everything else. It's going to take some time before it can get to your head. Bart goes quiet. They would have done better. You did pretty well yourself, Jaime says, finishing the last of the tape. What's he talking about? Mark steps forward, looking at Jaime. Who hurt him? Jaime ignores him, focusing instead on Bart. Bart inches open an eye, giving him a quick smile. That's a serious expression, Blue. Jaime gives him half a smile before letting it fade. I need to tell everyone else that you're all right, he grimaces. They probably think you're missing by now. You can leave me here, Bart says. I'll be safe. Bart... Jaime gives him a look that's half fondness and half exasperation. Len relates far too much to it. Do you even know where you are right now? Rogue's hideout, Central City Warehouse District, Bart reports, leaning back on the couch and pulling the Afghan back up to cover his bandaged ribs. I'll be fine here. Go tell the others before they stage a manhunt. Jaime hesitates. Trust me. That really is a dirty move, Jaime mutters. Bart, I swear, if you don't check in with Jade tomorrow... I will, Bart gives a tired smile. Just let me sleep for now, all right? I'll be fine in the morning. You're not fine now, Jaime argues, but he's already packing up the medical kit and giving Bart his space. Just stop avoiding me, okay? Bart looks up at him. I'm sorry. About before. Jaime lets out a slow breath through his nose. There's nothing to forgive. There never was. Bart gives him a look like he doesn't quite believe him, but obediently lets his eyes fall shut. A few seconds later, he slumped over on the couch again, breathing deeply in his sleep. Jaime gives a small smile before looking up at the rogues. I need to go. Yeah, no dice, kid. You've got some questions to answer first. Mark grabs onto the teen's arm and starts dragging him in the kitchen, away from where Bart's sleeping. Jaime lets himself be dragged, looking more like he's allowing it than threatened by the action. The rest of the rogues follow behind. You know who hurt the kid, don't you? Mick demands as soon as they get to the kitchen. Jaime hesitates. Yes? How? Sam frowns. Bart never said anything. It wasn't hard to put together, Jaime says quickly. Look, who did it doesn't really matter right now. He's not going to be a problem for a while. How do you know that? Lisa asks. Because Bart won. Hartley scoffs loudly. That didn't look a lot like winning to me. And speaking of which, how do you know Bart was injured and not sick? It was just a fever and a migraine. How did you know there was more? I told you. Bart doesn't get sick, Jaime lowers his voice. But he does hide when he's hurt. Honestly, I don't think he even thinks about it most of the time. He's used to it. Axel actually groans in frustration. What does that even mean? What the fuck has Bart been doing that he doesn't notice his ribs are turning purple? Jaime looks down, sighing quietly under his breath. Len steps up, stopping right in front of the kid's face where the kid doesn't have a choice but to meet his eyes. You're not going to tell us anything, are you? Len surmises, voice hard. Jaime doesn't back down. They're not my secrets to tell. Len continues to stare him down, trying to find the chinks in the kid's armor, the right buttons to press. Everyone has them, even Len. Jaime finds his first. Bart has enough reasons to distrust people already. I'm not giving him another. There's the sound of a phone ringing, and they all look down to see Bart's phone buzzing in Len's hand. Dick flashes across the screen, and Len frowns at it, wondering if it's a name or a warning. You're going to want to silence that. Jaime grabs the phone, clicking a button on the side until the phone goes to mute. He lays it down on the counter and looks up at the rogues. Listen, I won't tell anyone where Bart is, but I really need to go. Mark folds his arms across his chest. Not sure why we should let you. Jaime narrows his eyes. Because believe it or not, you're not the only ones worried about Bart. Go on, Len says, ignoring how his team all turns to him. Lenny, Lisa frowns. You sure? Kid knows what happened to Bart. Doesn't matter, he's not going to tell us anything, Len sighs as he sits down. So go on, kid. Jaime looks at him, eyes narrowed as if looking to see if Len's lying. Before I change my mind, Len grounds out. Jaime nods, pushing past Mark and back to the living room. Len hears the door shut behind him. Mick frowns at Len. Now, why the fuck did you do that? Len shrugs. The kid's right. Bart needs people he can trust. Len just thought he was one of them. Len doesn't sleep that night. He doesn't think he could, even if he tried. Instead, he sits up in the kitchen and thinks. He thinks about the rogues, about Central, about plans and the Berettis and speedsters, about the Flash, and he thinks about Bart and all the million and one frustrating pieces that are less like a puzzle and more like a pane of broken glass. What it all comes down to is this. Len doesn't sleep that night, and so he's the only one who notices when Bart wakes up. Hey, the kid says, groggy but alert, dragging himself up to sit on the stool across from Len with only a slight wince. Hey, Len answers quietly. You shouldn't aggravate your ribs. They'll be fine, Bart waves a hand dismissively. Thanks for letting me stay here. Len nods. Of course, kid, you didn't have to waste your favor on that. Bart picks on some imaginary spot on the table and doesn't look up. What did Jaime tell you? Practically nothing, Len says, and Bart looks up, momentarily confused before it softens into something like a smile. Oh, the kid says. I should talk to him.
You should.
Bart grimaces. I still don't know what to say. Seems like a common problem. So what about you, Bart? Len continues, voice going hard without asking for his permission. You going to tell me what really happened? The whole truth this time? Because I may not know much about you, kid, but I know you haven't told the entire truth a single time since I met you at the museum. I haven't lied, Bart says. Not really, I mean. Not about anything important. Those bruises aren't important, Len asks harshly before he takes a breath, purposely dropping his voice back to normal. So how about it, Bart? Want to tell me the whole truth now? Bart's eyes flicker up before dropping back down.
No, the kid admits.
I didn't think so, Len leans forward. But here's the thing, Bart. I may not get the whole truth, but I think I deserve a why. I think after everything, I at least get a why. Because I don't want you to find out this way. Bart makes an aborted gesture to his torso. Not because of this. Len doesn't bother saying anything else, and the air around them falls silent as the kid shifts uncomfortably on his stool. A few moments pass before Bart finally breaks it.
Hey, Len, the kid says, soft voice loud in the quiet of the morning. Do you remember back at the museum, when you asked me why I think Impulse doesn't show his face?
Len sighs heavily.
Kid, believe it or not, I really don't want to talk about speedsters this morning.
I think you're wrong, Bart continues gently. You said it was because he thought people didn't like the unknown, and I think you're wrong. He's not an unknown, not to Central. They had the Flash, Kid Flash, even Jay Garrick. Another speedster's not an unknown.
Then why do you think he does it, Bart? Len asks, more to appease the kid than anything.
Because he hasn't earned it, the kid says firmly, staring into Len's eyes like he's imparting the secrets of the universe. Because showing your face means taking credit. It means being a hero. Without the face, people just think of the Flash. Think of Kid Flash. And that's what they should do. Because Impulse, he hasn't earned it yet.
Bart shakes his head, giving a smile that's not particularly happy.
He's never going to earn it. Because Flash and Kid Flash were the greatest heroes that ever lived. So how can Impulse even come close?
Len stares up at him.
Kid, lighten up a little. At least give the new guy a chance. No one's ever going to match up if you hold your heroes on a pedestal.
Bart lets out a laugh that's surprisingly hollow.
Yeah, maybe, the kid admits.
But that doesn't mean the pedestal shouldn't exist.
Bart hops down off the stool, sticking his hands into his jacket pockets.
You leaving, kid? Len asks, not particularly surprised.
Yeah, he pauses.
I've got some people I need to see.
The rest of them are going to be pissed, Len comments, tone expressionless.
Bart winces.
Tell them I'm sorry. For everything.
They'll be even more pissed if you don't say when you're coming back, he adds offhandedly.
Bart blinks, some of the weight clearing off his face as his mouth turns up in a small smile.
Give me a few days, he says.
A few days and then I'll be back. I'll promise.
Axel frowns. Wait, what do you mean he just left?
He even left his phone, Sam says glumly, poking at the device where it lies on the kitchen counter.
He left, Len repeats, crossing his arms.
He said he had people to see and then he left. Said he'd be back in a few days.
If he makes it a few days, Hartley mutters darkly, only to be glared at by half the rogues present.
What? You saw the bruises? He's lucky one of his ribs didn't break and puncture a lung.
Who did that to him? Sam asks, frowning.
Look like a group, Mark comments. Damage was too spread out for a normal person to focus on.
We'll find out, Mick says, a particular hardness behind his eyes.
And when we do, I say we make them wish the rogues didn't have a no-kill rule.
Yeah?
Obviously, Lisa turns to Len. But first we need to find out the names.
Len, any ideas on how we're going to get our kid to talk?
He won't, Len says flatly.
Axel blinks. What? Why? After those bruises, no way the kid ain't looking for payback. What better payback than us? Why wouldn't he tell us?
Because he hasn't before, Len says, sighing.
You're still thinking this is a new thing. A first time.
It isn't.
He said he had worse. This is just the first time we've seen the evidence.
Bart's always been odd. He's always been hiding this. Ever since we first met him.
For all we know, he could have been beaten up every time he wasn't here for a few days. The rogues stare up at him.
What the fuck has the kid been involved in? Mick shouts. This is Bart we're talking about. Kid doesn't exactly scream hardened Street Fighter.
Not street fighting, Mark says suddenly.
Oh shit, the kid's in a gang.
A gang, Hartley says skeptically. Mark nods. Think about it. He got beat up by a group. This Jaime kid said people would be looking for him. Kid feels like he has to keep secrets.
It's a gang. Bart probably got beat up by some rival group.
Quiet settles around them while each of the rogues consider it.
Hartley shakes his head. I'm still not buying it.
No, it works, Sam argues, Axel nodding beside him. Mark's right. We just didn't see it because it's the kid. Lisa and Mick exchange a look.
It explains the lack of records, Lisa says. If Bart's involved with powerful enough people, they could have gotten the records erased.
Mick shrugs. Kids agree to a lot of stupid shit when they're desperate. Me and Len probably did worse back then, before we figured out what we were doing. Len stays quiet, thinking rather than offering his own opinion.
Okay, so Bart's in a frickin' gang, Axel says, eyes flicking around at the rest of the group. What do we do now?
Lisa hums thoughtfully. We do what we always do, she says, quietly.
Len scowls.
No.
Lisa doesn't back down. If you had any better ideas, you'd have done them already.
He's 14, Len argues. He's in trouble.
No, Lisa.
Sam frowns. What are you talking about?
Nothing, Len answers firmly.
Lisa thinks Len should invite the kid to be a rogue, Mick explains. He shrugs. It's not the worst idea.
No, Len says back, glaring at Mick.
That's a great idea, Axel shouts. We'd be the best gang in Central. No way Bart chooses another gang over us.
Mark nods approvingly. It would keep the kid safe.
No, Len says, slamming his hands on the counter in front of him. It's insane. We're not bringing a 14-year-old with us to rob banks, to chase speedsters, to take down mobs. You think it would protect him? All we'd do is get him killed.
Silence reigns for all of a second, and Len thinks that's the end of it before Hartley breaks it.
So don't take the kid on heists, Hartley says contemplatively.
It's Bart, Len dismisses. I doubt he'd be happy twiddling his thumbs in the warehouse.
Then keep him busy, Hartley sniffs. The kid's a genius, Len, and that's me saying that. So what if he can't go on robberies yet? Have him work keeping the guns running. Let him help Axel with the explosives. Give him to me and I'll put him to work on the upgrades for my sonic devices.
Len doesn't have an answer immediately.
It would work, Sam agrees. Keeps the kid and the rogues, but away from the danger.
And gets him out of whatever gang thinks it's right to have one of their own nearly beat to death and scared to go to a doctor, Mark says, clenching the counter tightly.
Mick looks up at Len.
It's a good idea, Snart.
I don't know, Len says, still frowning.
Well, that's the beauty of a teen, Lenny. It's not just your decision.
Lisa wraps an arm around his shoulder, and her next words are more an order than a suggestion.
Consider it. We care about the kid, too.
Len comes back to the warehouse a few nights later, just like he promised.
Len watches as the kid stands in the doorway.
I haven't lied. Not about anything important.
But like fuck has the kid been telling the truth.
The rogues are quiet like they never are, sitting tense in the living area and kitchen while pretending hard that their eyes aren't following Len and the kid. They're waiting.
Bart's not an idiot.
Len can see it in the strain in his smile the longer it goes without anyone speaking.
Lisa sighs, standing to lay a hand on Bart's shoulder and steer him to Len.
Hey, honey. Glad to see you're doing better. Len's got something he wants to talk to you about. Why don't you two head up to the roof? The rest of us can wait, all right?
The kid swallows as he nods, flashing his particularly fake grin at Len.
All right.
The look that Lisa sends Len is a warning, and Len doesn't feel dumb enough to ignore it, even if he doesn't know if he can give her what she wants.
Len leads the kid up to the roof, shutting the door behind him as he turns to look back at the kid.
You're walking better, Len notes idly. How are the ribs?
Better, Bart gives a small smile. I told you, they look worse than they were.
Len doesn't believe that for a second.
Mind if I check?
The kid's smile drops.
They're good. Don't worry about it.
Len sighs, turning his head up so he can watch the stars instead of Bart.
Well, see, kid, now that's going to be a bit of a problem, isn't it? Len asks. You're not really giving me much of a choice but to worry about it.
My team is worrying about it.
You don't have to worry about me.
Len narrows his eyes.
You're not listening to me. It's not a choice. I am worried about you.
I'm fine.
Bullshit, he mutters. You haven't been fine since the day I met you.
He finally turns his head back to see Bart fidgeting.
Fuck. Len always knew he would end up doing something to help the kid. He just wished he had a safer choice. The rogues have never been what anyone would call safe. But they're always better than the alternative.
Kid, I need you to listen to me, he says, resigned.
I'm going to make you an offer, and before you even hear it, I want you to know that there's certain conditions attached. Conditions that I'm making to keep you safe, and conditions that if you break, if you decide not to listen to me, we'll have a lot more trouble than you want to deal with. Do you understand? Bart frowns. What are you talking about? I'm letting you join the Rogues, Len says bluntly. Not as a full member, you're too young. But we can keep you safe, get you out of... No. Len stops, the word echoing harshly in the quiet of the roof. What? No, Bart repeats, shaking his head with the exasperation Len can't read. I can't join the Rogues. You don't want me to join the Rogues. You can have... Trust me, Len, you don't even know what you're asking. Len feels like the world's turning on its axis, leaving a strange hum in his ears. Of all the options, Len never truly considered the kid saying no. Kid... Bart, he says slowly, trying to find the words. Things will be a lot easier on you if you have a team working behind you. Bart's watching him with wide eyes. I have a team. You have a gang, Len argues. The Rogues aren't like... Wait, you think I'm in a gang? The kid interrupts. I'm not in a gang. Len glares. Don't treat me like an idiot, Bart. We can read the signs. We can't help you if you lie to us. I'm not... Bart cuts himself off, running a hand through wild hair. You don't need to help me. Len lets out an aggravated sigh. Kid, quit screwing around. You need... Quit telling me what I need, Bart shouts, hands clenching in his side. Len, listen to me. I don't need your help. I don't want it. I never asked for it. Len rounds on him, pointing a finger in the kid's chest. Well, too fucking bad, kid, because you've got it, and I don't care if you never asked for it. Someone needs to watch your back. I can protect myself. You're a kid, Bart, Len explodes. You're a kid. I know that, Bart snaps out, and in case you haven't noticed, I'm doing fine on my own. I've been doing fine on my own for years, and a lot longer before you showed up. I don't need anyone to save me, Len. That's so? Because it looks like you're doing a shit job, Len shouts, gesturing to the kid's ribs. Bart's expression goes blank. That same absent expression Len saw so long ago, sitting in a pizza parlor. I told you, Len, he says, cool in a way that Len's not used to from the kid. I don't need a hero. I've already had plenty before. And you know what heroes do, Len? They die. Len glares right back. Well, it's a good thing I'm not a hero, then. Bart snorts. Could have fooled me. What's that supposed to mean? The kid just shrugs like it's obvious. Len narrows his eyes. Don't mistake me for something I'm not, kid. Why not? That's what you're doing to me. Bart sighs, and some of the coldness melts away, a little life coming back to his eyes. Don't think I'm something I'm not, Len. That's what everyone does. I'm only going to disappoint you. The anger bleeds out of Len, leaving him just tired. Len lays a hand on Bart's shoulder. You're not, Len tells him. I know you, kid. Bart gives him a short smile, there and gone before Len can fully catch it. No. You don't, Bart says. Not everything. No one does. Len takes a long breath. Then tell me, kid. Bart's eyes flicker up to him, slightly terrified, even as he gives a small laugh. What was it again? Bart asks. Promise me you won't hate me if you get an answer you don't like. Something in Len's chest clenches at the familiar words. I'm not going to hate you, Bart, Len promises. Whatever it is, I'm not going to hate you. Bart looks down, hands clenching against his sides again, before he finally looks up. Okay. The sound of a gunshot echoes beneath them. Bart meets Len's eyes. That came from the warehouse. Stay here, Len says, already turning back to the door. Wait, I can... Bart, Len orders, looking over his shoulder just briefly to meet the kid's eyes. Stay here. He doesn't wait for the kid's answer, already knocking past the door and down the stairs. It's probably Axel or maybe even Hartley. Nothing to worry about, just someone who decided to play around with something they shouldn't. The Rogues don't keep regular guns in the warehouse. Len moves a little faster, his cold guns lying in the living room, along with the rest of the Rogues' weapons, waiting for Hartley to make the upgrades. They were fine there, they're in the warehouse, they're safe. A voice calls out before Len can make it to the bottom of the stairs. Leonard Snart, a voice says, and Len doesn't have to work very hard to recognize that particular sneer. Come out. Nice and quietly, or things are going to get a whole lot messier. He hears Mick snort. Like fuck, there's another gunshot. I thought we'd have taught you better manners last time, Rory. The particular sneer of Luca Baretti calls out. Snart, you better hurry before another one of my boys gets antsy. Len holds up his hands, walking the final steps into the open space of the warehouse. Always knew you were the impatient type, Baretti. Len takes in the room as he walks. The rest of the Rogues are lined up against one half the room, hands up and glaring hard at Baretti and the four men surrounding him, all with what look like military-grade ammunition. There's two gun marks scorching the floor, one in front of Mick and one halfway between Hartley and Lisa. Fuck. Len can think of a way out of this. He has to. The only saving grace is that Bart is still safe on the rooftop. I must apologize, Brady smirks. You see, my impatience comes from normally getting what I want. I'm sure you understand, Snart. Or do you prefer Captain Cold? Thought you were still under house arrest, Len spits out. Oh, I am. And I'm absolutely sure that if any of the CCPD checks my ankle monitor, they'll find it safe and sound back at my mansion. Brady smirks. You see, Snart, you're not the only one who has friends that can hack their way around a system. Hartley sighs, annoyed. I already told you, Brady, we didn't hack your stupid network. One of Baretti's men aims his gun at Hartley, who immediately shuts up. Baretti raises a brow. And I already told you, I don't believe you. You expect an anonymous Good Samaritan hacks my family's private server a week before we were planning to target your gang? I grew up in Gotham, Rathaway. I don't believe in coincidences. What do you want, Baretti? Len glares. Let's see, Baretti counts them down on his fingers. Your deaths, your guns, all of Central, and I suppose you could throw in that red brand over there for the trouble. Len narrows his eyes. Try again, Baretti. You're a businessman. I'm sure we can make something work. Baretti laughs. You seem to think that you're in some kind of position to bargain, Snart. You got something I don't know about, or are you just stalling while you think of your last words? Baretti snaps, and two of his men aim their guns directly at Len's chest. Len scowls halfway to a response before someone else gets there first. Oh, you have got to be kidding me. You! Len's blood goes cold. Fuck, he hears Mark mutter behind him. Bart steps down the final stair, wandering in between Len and the guns like he's at a park instead of the middle of a shootout. Kid, Len starts, eyes still on the guns. Baretti smiles. Now, who's this? I didn't know the rogues had gotten into the business of adopting. He's no one, Hartley says quickly. Just some dumb, stupid kid that isn't worth anything to you. Might as well just let him go now. Lisa nods frantically beside him. Come on, Luca, honey, have a heart. He's just a kid, let him out of all this. Baretti actually laughs. Now, why would I do something like that? Because if you touch him, we'll kill you, Mick says, voice flat and devoid of even a hint that he's anything but willing to carry through on that threat. Baretti frowns, one of the guns moving to train on Mick. Now, Rory, we've talked about that temper, haven't we? Baretti grins suddenly, turning back to Bart. Come on, kid, what's your name? Bart Allen. Now shut up for a second, would you? I'm trying to decide how to do this. Bart rolls his eyes, glancing back at the rogues. Of all the people, I can't believe he's the one that actually became a threat. I told you you shouldn't be chasing after them. They're dangerous. Bart, Len begs quietly. Get out of here. Bart ignores him. Or maybe irritating is a better word than dangerous. Yeah, that works. He turns back to Brady. You guys are really, really irritating. Oh shit. Axel whispers quietly from somewhere behind Len. Baretti's smile is gone. Kid, you're becoming a lot less cute by the second. Irritating, Bart shrugs. That's probably why I got my friend to hack your server. The room goes quiet. Dead quiet. The kind of quiet before the thunder of a lightning crash. What did you say, kid? Baretti grounds out. I'm not a kid, Bart says. You should probably keep that in mind since I had your servers hacked and turns it over to the CCPD. Kid, Baretti smiles. You really shouldn't be saying that. Bart hums. You really shouldn't have come here, Bart responds calmly. Baretti turns to his men. Kill him. Wait, Len shouts. He's just a fucking kid, Baretti. Of course he doesn't actually mean it at all. He just overheard us talking about it, so that's what he's saying now. That's so. Baretti makes a motion, and the men with the guns shifting from Bart to Len. Bart turns, frowning at Len. I told you, Len. I don't need your protection. Shut up, Bart, Len growls out before focusing on Baretti. Let the kid go and we can talk, Baretti. You want Central? Fine. I'll give you every file I have on it. Files that you're not getting a snippet of unless I tell you how to get them. Just let the kid go. Baretti looks at him and smiles. Finally decided to choose the winning side, huh, Snart? Baretti laughs, looking back at Bart. It's too bad I don't need your help. He pulls a handgun out and shoots Bart in the chest. Somebody screams. It might be Lisa, it might be him. Len can't even tell anymore. All he can feel is the sound of a gun and the jerk of the kid's chest almost in slow motion. Len is an idiot. He should have known he couldn't protect anyone, not even a kid. He's never been able to. He's not a hero. He looks to Baretti so he doesn't have to see Bart fall, memorizes the smirk of the mob boss's face like it's the last thing he'll ever see. Because one day, Len's going to make sure he pays. He promises. Wow, you really should be more careful with that. For the second time, the entire room stops, looking back at the kid standing in the center. Bart rubs at his shirt, whole beating heart laying uninjured beneath it. You could take someone's eyes out, you know? What the fuck? Mark says in the silence. What the fuck? Brady's mouth hangs open, looking from the gun to Bart with an expression of bewilderment. Bart smiles. Wanna try again?
Brady snaps, pointing to his men, and at once, before Len can even think about stopping them, there's the sound of four military-grade rifles all firing directly at Bart. Len doesn't know what happens next. It's too fast to process. All he can see is a blur of lightning sparking across the room like they're in the eye of the storm, and before Len can process what he's seeing, everything stops.
Bart stands in the middle, still grinning as lightning catches across his arms, quickly sparking off of him. He holds up full hands and opens them, the sound of bullets dropping to the floor.
Okay, the kid says, and it's things like that that make me think maybe you guys just shouldn't have guns.
There's another flash of lightning, and the guns are out of the guy's hands, laying disassembled around Bart's feet.
Brady blinks. What?
There's another flash, and the four men are gone, unconscious and tied up along the wall. Len twitches his hand, looking down briefly to see his cold gun grip between his fingers. Bart's still standing in the center of the room, sparks of energy threading along his hair. He's no longer smiling.
Brady stares at him. Kid Flash?
Bart laughs, and it's not a happy one, stepping forward to Brady.
I keep telling people, he says. I'm not a kid.
Brady stumbles back, almost to the kitchen.
Flash?
Bart shakes his head. Now that's Grandpa. Need another guess. Flash fact, I'm not Jagaric, either.
Brady is backed up to the counter now, Bart standing in front of him innocently.
Impulse, Brady says.
And Bart... Bart smiles.
There you go, the kid says quietly. I knew you could get it eventually.
Brady swallows, trying to rally. Then you're an idiot, Brady spits. I've seen your face. I know your name. With my kind of resources, I can find out everything. Everything you've ever done. Everyone you've ever cared about. He smirks. Touch any of the Brady's, and you'll have an entire mob hunting you down, Impulse.
Bart rocks back on his heels, frowning suddenly. See, this is why I don't like you, he says conversationally. You're an asshole, and even worse, you're annoying about it. The kid cocks his head. What makes you think I care about having a secret identity?
The smirk drops off Brady's face.
So anyway, I'm gonna need you to get out of Central, Bart says. Nothing personal, it's just this is kind of my city, and I don't like you. Plus, you shot Mick, so really, I'm gonna need you out, like, yesterday. Got it?
Or what, kid? Brady tries to growl, failing miserably as his voice shakes. I know you hero types. I'm from Gotham, and you're a far cry away from Batman, speedster. Worst you can do is turn me into the cops.
Bart pauses, and then he sighs, looking down. Darn, I really wish you hadn't said that. I hate doing this, but...
Bart looks up through his hair, and Len has a split second to see the coldness of his expression.
I'm not the Flash.
And then Bart sticks a vibrating hand straight through Baretti's chest.
Baretti screams.
Len freezes.
Relax, you big baby, I'm just getting my phone.
Bart rolls his eyes, hand emerging from the chest. He holds up a phone with a lit screen.
It was on the counter behind you, he says innocently, as if the man in front of him isn't halfway to hyperventilating, clawing at his chest as if he expects to find it bloody.
Anyway, Bart continues, I really hate asking for help in Central, but I do have some friends in Gotham that would love to see you again, and that's probably the best option since, you're right, I don't really try to kill people.
The kid's smile brightens.
At least, not anymore. So, what do you say, get out of Central, or should I call my friends?
Get the fuck away from me, Brady yells, voice high and frantic. This shit even are you? Fine, I'll go back to Gotham, just get away from me.
Great, Bart leans back and claps his hand together. Let me give you and your friends a ride, then. Make sure to tell the CCPD what you just told me.
The kid grabs Brady's shirt, and a moment later they're both gone in a streak of lightning, the rest of Brady's men disappearing a second later, until finally it's just Bart, standing in front of the kitchen counter and looking at the rose.
Impulse.
Len meets his eyes, finding suddenly that his cold gun is up and he's not sure when it happened. An instinct from reacting to speedsters.
Bart gives him a rueful smile.
Still promise, Len?
Len doesn't answer. Can't find the words in time, and Bart sighs, looking down to his feet.
Yeah, I didn't really expect you to.
There's a flash of lightning, and then the kid's gone.
Len lowers his gun, still staring at the spot where Bart was.
What? Axel swallows. What just happened?
We found Impulse, Harley answers, tone clipped.
Funny.
Len always expected to feel different hearing those words.
Bart doesn't come back to the warehouse that week, or the week after that, or that month. Len's not surprised. He didn't expect him to. Len goes back to the museum. It's a Wednesday night.
He brings flowers, because that's what you do when you visit a grave, and if he has flowers, he can pretend that's still why he's here. It's dark inside the museum. Quiet, too. In a way it shouldn't be. Halls of memorabilia, of plaques, of exhibits, and not a single thing that Len really cares about. And right in the middle of it is the statue. Len squints up at it. "Hey, Scarlet," he says quietly. "I'm not quite sure what to do here." He sighs, leaning against the railing. "It used to be a lot easier. Back when it was just stealing stuff and planning and waiting to see if you could catch us. Simple, clear. I liked it that way. Now," Len rubs his face, "now there's kids out there and invasions, and I'm not even sure where us rogues should fall into it." "I'm not a hero, Flash," he says, looking up at the statue. "None of us rogues are. I don't know how to be. And it doesn't matter what you or your goody-two-shoes little speeches wanted from me. I can't be a hero." He looks down. "Kid needs a hero, Scarlet. He needs you. And maybe the kid. He needs a family. So why the fuck did you have to go and die in a stupid invasion and leave it all up to me?" "Am I interrupting something?" Len jerks his head up. "I can leave," Bart says, yellow goggles pushed up in his hair and ratty shoes traded in for a red and white uniform. "Actually, I should leave. Let me just..." "Wait," Len orders. Bart stops. "Kid," Len swallows, "you've got to learn to give people a second to answer. It's important." Bart gives a small smile. "Sorry, just guess I'm impatient. Besides, what does it matter if I can guess what they're going to say?" "Because sometimes they may surprise you," Len answers before clearing his throat. "So, impulse, huh, kid?" "Impulse. Bart. If there's one thing that Len's realized in the month since he's seen the kid, it's that he should have been far less surprised. When it gets down to it, Len's been chasing him in one way or another since he first saw the headline. And you can never really catch a speedster. They have to come to you." "You didn't ask," Bart says quickly. "If you'd asked, I would have told you." "I did ask," Len corrects. "I just didn't know what I was asking." Bart fidgets, and now that Len knows, now that he can see what it really is. Tiny, aborted movements and expressions cut short before Len can even process them. He wonders how much easier it is to hide when you react faster than anyone else. Bart's always been a strange kid. The kid gestures to the flowers. "I can still leave. I mean, if you just came to talk to him, I understand. I can go." "Don't bother, kid," Len says. "I didn't show up to see a statue." Bart frowns. Do you want to see something else, then?" Bart asks suddenly. Len gestures to the empty atrium. "Isn't much else to see." "Not here." Bart chews on his lip, reaching out to Len before stopping. Will you trust me for just a second?" Like Len's really been doing anything else but trusting Bart. He sighs. "Sure, kid. Go ahead." Bart grabs his hand. Traveling faster than the speed of sound never becomes normal. Not for Len, at least. There's the phantom pressure of arms grabbing onto you, and the sudden chill of wind, and then it's all gone, and you're standing in a different place, still trying to catch your breath. Len hunches over, coughing up half a lung as he tries to get his bearings back around him. "Sorry," Bart says from somewhere behind him. "For some people, it's worse with distances." Len blinks up, surprised to see tombstones and scattered flowers blowing in the cool night air. They're in a graveyard. Central City Memorial, by the looks of it. "Why are we here?" Len asks. Bart shrugs, gesturing to the graves. "You said you weren't there to see a statue. I thought you'd like this better." Len stares down at the tombstone. "Bartholomew Barry Allen, loving husband and uncle. Every second is a gift." "Wally's over here," Bart says, gesturing to one a little bit down. "You can put the flowers anywhere. Jay and Nightwing usually leave theirs in the stand." Len nods without really listening, still looking down at the grave with an emotion he doesn't know how to process. It's ordinary. That's what he thinks keeps getting him. Just an ordinary grave for an ordinary man laid out on the usual family plots. Len's mother and grandfather are buried barely a few rows away from here in a plot roughly the same. Ordinary, plain. Len could have walked by this plot dozens of times, hundreds, and nothing would have stuck out except the bright red carnations, sitting innocently on top. It doesn't work for the Flash, not the city's hero, bright and larger than life. He wonders if it works better for Barry Allen. He lays his flowers beside the carnations. Is this really him? Yep. Bart's suddenly beside him. That's Grandpa, or, well, you know, his casket, but didn't really have anything to bury with the invasion. Len looks at the dates. Grandpa? It's a long story, Bart says, and I kind of already gave you guys the summary anyways. I thought you were lying about the time travel, Len admits quietly. Honestly, it's more dimension travel than time at this point, Bart confesses. There was an apocalypse. It was bad. Here's better. Here's a lot better. Even if it still doesn't have Grandpa and Wally. Len doesn't know what to say to that. We thought you were in a gang, he says instead. Len thought a lot of things. Half of them he still thinks are true. Bart gives a weak laugh. Yeah, no gang. Just the Titans, which I guess kind of is a gang if you look at the strict definitions, but I don't think that's really what you meant. You got hurt. Bart's expression flickers, landing finally on a slight frown. Not for long. I heal quick. Really quick. The bruises were gone the next day. But we didn't know that, he says flatly, because he needs Bart to understand even if Len doesn't even know what he's saying. We were worried. Bart winces. Yeah? Len pauses, an echo of his usual smirk playing across his lips. The rest of the rogues, I mean. They were worried. The kid looks down. I'm sorry. And you didn't come back, Len continues. After the Berettis, you didn't come back. I didn't think you'd want me back. We were worried. Bart keeps looking down. Were you worried? Len turns back to the headstone. You should come back to the warehouse. Hartley keeps itching about not having anyone to talk physics. Plus, Lisa and Axel keep moping. Apparently they miss you. The kid looks up and slowly, far too slow for a speedster, he smiles. Did you miss me? As if Len really needs to think about it. Yeah, kid. Yeah, I missed you. Bart grins, and Len pretends it doesn't make him feel better. Bart straightens. Want me to take you back to the museum? Len pauses, looking once more to the graves. Give me a moment. Bart rocks back, looking between Len and the headstone for 1 second before he nods. Okay, I'll be at Wally's. There's a flash of lightning and then he's gone, and it's just Len and a row of tombstones. Len leans down, crouching until he's at eye level with the name. Bartholomew Barry Allen. The flash. Okay, Scarlet, Len whispers to the man. You win.